My friend, you're here because you want English skills that help you connect with people on a deeper level. So join the free accent training community on school.com today and get some momentum going with your American accent development. Open the link in the description and request to join the free accent training community while spots are available, my friend. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Accent Training Podcast. My name is Pat. I'm your personal American accent coach. And today's episode is part two of developing the resting tongue position, of the American accent. If you haven't heard part one yet, you're going to want to check it out so that you can just get a foundation for this, and then you'll be totally prepared and you'll get the highest level of value from the exercises that we're going to work on today. Now, I want to just briefly say, you know, it's great if you love this stuff, you want to share it with people that you care about, your friends and your family, but I mean, don't share this stuff with people who you think might be competition for you, because then they're going to be using it too, and hey, you want to get ahead. Right? Now, I'm not saying keep it a secret. Share it with people that you like, but not people that you're competing with. Fair warning. All right, let's get into it. So, quick little warm-up here. I need you, if possible, to stand up with your shoulders back and your chin up. If you can't stand up, you can do it while you're sitting down, but it's better if you're standing up. Place one hand where your rib cage meets your belly. Now, with your other hand, place it on your chest above your first hand. Then take a deep breath in through your nose. And as you breathe in, allow your air to fill your belly. Then breathe out through your mouth. Now that's called diaphragmatic breathing. Great way to relax, lets off a little stress, and it allows you to use your full lung capacity when you're speaking in English. I'm always breathing like this when I'm podcasting. I'm speaking from the belly. I'm pushing my sound out, engaging with my diaphragm. So breathe in through the nose. So let's do this three times, in through the nose. Feeling that your bottom hand, the hand on your belly, is pushing out further than your top hand and out through the mouth. Two more of those. Now we're going to get one more deep breath in, and we're going to release this one with some voice. Letting it flow out, starting strong and getting weaker as you use your air coming from the belly. As a reminder, your tongue should be about the level of your gums. Holding that position, project your voice. All right, let's change that position a little bit now. If you open your jaw a little bit wider and you raise your tongue in the back of your mouth, you're going to get the sound ah. Ah. Take another good breath in. We're going to make it real strong. Ah. So now you've got those two positions down. The resting tongue position. Ah. Your tongue raises a bit in the back. and your jaw lowers down a little bit more. We're going to take one more deep breath in through the nose. When that air comes out of your mouth carrying your voice, we're going to shift from one sound, to the next sound, without stopping. It's going to completely connect, and you're going to have better control over the movements of your mouth when you're speaking in English. Deep breath through the nose and into the belly. Feeling a little funny, I know. So let me show you the practical side of this. Repeat these words after me, continuing to project that air, adjusting your tongue position from low to high. Cut, cut. Luck, luck. Jug, jug. Nut, nut. Bus, bus. None, none. Lung, lung. Run, run. Done, done. Fun, fun. Put, put. Hut, hut. Suck, suck. Gush, gush. Cuddle, cuddle. Mush, mush. Mud, mud. Hug, hug. Rut, rut. Up, up. Are you feeling the difference? Are you hearing the difference? Are you hearing yourself? When you project your voice right from the belly and you articulate the tongue position, whether it's up or down, whether your jaw is close together or wider. That's what gives you the difference between luck, lock, suck, sock, And it all starts with your breathing, controlling how that air comes in and how it carries your voice out, particularly on the vowel sounds. Now, I've got one more exercise here for you, where we're just going to put these and ah sounds into some common phrases. Hopefully phrases that you can even start using right away. And in fact, I recommend that you write down a couple of these and you go and use it in your regular spoken English. First, let's get that deep breath in through the nose. Luck of the draw. Just got off. Sunday morning jog. I had fun at the park. Let's get up at dawn. Stumble onto a path. Jump on top. It must be locked. I need to run to the shop. They must have gotten in. And that's what I've got for you today, my friends. Exercises that'll make your voice stand out and be crystal clear when you're communicating in English with America. You know, it's not just about saying the correct words. It's about having your message connect. So if you're someone who's really dedicated and you want to see this develop as quickly as possible, go back and listen to this episode again. Repeat the exercises right after me and see for yourself how quickly this develops. Now with that, we're pretty well set to wrap things up for today, my friend. And I just want to mention that, hey, if you like what you learned here today, leave a comment, write a review for the podcast, leave a little note. Let me know your thoughts. I love to hear from you. And make sure that you're following or subscribe to the Accent Training Podcast so that you're notified as soon as part 3 comes out, which is going to show you how versatile this sound is, how you can use this one sound in many, many different ways to expand your use of English in no time. Have a good one, my friend. I'm opening my doors of enrollment for the month of May. I've got 5 accent training spots available for 5 accent learners who want to see predictable progress learning to communicate in English with the same habits, the same patterns, and the same sounds that Americans use naturally. I've got limited space available this month, my friend. So apply right now through the link in the description if it's important for you to learn to speak English in the way that Americans listen for.